Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the rocks upon which we build our lives, we are most dependent on the family. The family is that most important foundation. And we are called to recognize and honor how critical every father is to that foundation. They are teachers and coaches, they're mentors and they're role models. They are examples of success and the men who constantly push us towards success. But if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL. Missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. They're acting like boys instead of men. And the foundations of our family have suffered because of it.
What's going on? What's going wrong? We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen. So the kids can see what a man can be. Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. Don't be killing, abandoning the children, building up the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I swore I'd never do what I've been put through, so I'm staying and raising you. I see in your eyes all love, no lies. Promise to stay by your side, cause I'ma see you make it, baby. I'm instrumental, I'm focused, my mental, cause daddy's essential to reaching your potential. Cause if I ain't do what I made to do, I would pass on the pain and strain. I'm not failing you, the truth is, I fear that when you first came here, I was scared. I'm prepared, I feel like James Evans. Sometimes it's hard as a man to keep your head above water, make a wave if you can. Now I've seen fire and rain despite that. The world comes, scandal, my job got snatched. I hung for, closed on, I fought back. The lights went out, I stayed on track. Cause nothing is ever easy, it seems simple, believe me. The frustration I felt was nothing, knowing you need me. And one day you will leave me, when you finally grown, old enough to care for your father when my strength is gone.
Father, what's going on? What's going wrong? We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen. So the kids can see what a man can be. Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. Don't be the villain, abandoning the children, and children of the villains. God willing,
we try harder, smarter, fighting for a better tomorrow. I got the needs of my family on my shoulders, the holder of the boulder. And when my kids get older, they recognize my efforts. They dad is a soldier. Now I know of the center, the soldier. And even if they gave me a chance to go back, I wanna change a thing about them, and that's that. Cause I'm daddy, I'm strength, I'm discipline. I'm who they call when my kids ain't listening. I'm daddy, I'm courage, conviction, the founder of the family, the one with the vision.
What's going on? What's going wrong? We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen. So the kids can see what a man can be. Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. Don't be the villain, abandoning the children, children of the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I know the toll it took on me, not having a father in the house. The hole in your heart, when you don't have a male figure in the home that can guide you and lead you and set a good example for you. So I resolved many years ago that it was my obligation to break the cycle. That if I could do anything in life, I would be a good father to my children. That if I could do anything, I would give them that rock, that foundation.
What's going on? What's going on? We're staying strong. For the path got rocky, the road was long. Listen. So the kids can see what a man can be. Do it for the community. Do it for unity. For you and me. Don't be the villain, abandoning the children, children of the villains. God willing, brothers come back home and build with the women.
I'm a hood man. Doing my best, I maintain for the family despite the stress. I'm a good man, do the best I can. So when my kids are looking at me, seeing a man, I'm a good man, real man, strong man. I'm a father, man. My name is NY Oil, and I approve this message.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Natalie. I am the host and founder of Why Fathers Matter. Our mission here is to give recognition to fathers, real fathers, great fathers, you know, fathers that are active in their children, that would like to make a difference in their child's lives and, you know, teach them the necessary things they need to survive in this world. Also, our mission here is to restore our communities, restoration of our villages, and the restoration of relationships between men and women. That's something that's extremely important because men and women, as I mentioned probably on every show, are the foundations of the family. And my overall goal here is to restore the family. Rebuild the family because family is very important. And I think it's really important for children to have either both parents or a parent and a positive role model in their life. Okay, the last few shows, we've been talking about relationships and the different things that need to be done. And we end up, you know, going here from time to time, because if we don't lay down or we don't discuss the things that need to be fixed, we will not be able to repair the situation. Okay, and it's a lot of things that need to be repaired. It's a lot of things that need to be fixed also. And individuals, because it takes two individuals to create a relationship. So it may be some things that the woman needs to work on, and maybe some things that the man needs to work on. You know, so a relationship can be successful, because that's what my overall goal is with my overall goal and mission with Why Fathers Matter is for relationships to be successful, for families to have success, for the communities to be successful, the villages to be successful. Well, today I have my 18-month-old co-host. This is my son. Say hello. Want to say hi? You're going to say hi to the people listening on the radio? Well, I don't think he wants to physically speak to you guys. I guess he just wants to sing in the background, which is fine with me. Okay, but yes, you know, these are things that we need to talk about these things. Not just talk about them, but when we create a solution, we need to implement them. We need to implement these solutions into our daily lives so we can sit there and create these necessary changes. It's not just changes. They're necessary changes that need to be made. We have to do something to fix them. Okay? So, you know, that's where I am with what I'm dealing with, okay? Now, this is my whole thing. I have to reiterate to the bitter women. You know what I'm saying? If you have kids by a man and you are and that man are no longer together and he don't want you, go live your life. Just go live your life. Don't go to make that man's life a living hell and all of that other stuff. There's too many men out there. And if you are able to, that's a waste of energy, number one, that you could be using on your kids. So if you can sit there and, you know, be vindictive and stuff, I want you to be realistic about the energy you're taking away from your kids that you can use on your kids for something positive. And in situations like that, at the end of the day, you're not going to win. It's not going to, you might be able to do multiple things to him. You might be able to mess him up in the child support system. You may be able to get restraining orders, get him locked up, all of that stuff. The reality of the situation, you will never win because he still don't want you. And he never going to be with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's better to use that energy in another way And use it on your kids. Same thing with vindictive men. If a woman, you have kids by her and she don't want you, let it go. There's so many people in the world to be sitting here wasting this energy like that. And I'm having this conversation because I know multiple people dealing with this right now. I know multiple people that are dealing with people that are ignorant, because that's just pure ignorance. And it's time for people to grow up. That's not being grown. When you're sitting there and you're doing stuff to make another person's life a living hell because you no longer fit in their life. Grow up and get over it. And that's to anybody that's doing that or anybody that knows anybody that's doing that. You need to reiterate this message to them because that lets me know that they're whack as hell, especially if you have a child by that person and that person loves their kids. And you're using your kids as a pawn because that person don't want to be with you, that means that you are a weak individual. Yes, I said it. I'm saying it on the radio, and if I was in your face and I saw you doing that, I would tell you in your face as well. You know what I'm saying? It's time for people, if you're going to be grown, be grown. That's just the reality of these situations. It's starting to get so disgusting. I mean, there's so many men that want to be fathers to their children, but they got vindictive baby mothers. You know what I'm saying? I'm meeting so many single fathers that want the woman to at least come spend a weekend with their kids. Oh, but she's too busy and caught up with the BS that she got going on in her life or whatever she's created in her life that she does not have time to be there for her kids. That's why the show is called Why Fathers Matter, because men get the short end of the stick, okay? Men go through a lot of BS when there's women out there that's just as worse as the men. You know, it's really, really sad. How are we supposed to, you know, get this together if we have those type of people? And let me tell you, it's called temporary gratification. So if you have your baby father locked up, yeah, you know where he is for that amount of time. But when he gets out, he's still going to go back to being who he is. And he's still not getting out and coming back to you. He's getting out and going to do whatever he wants to do with whoever he wants to go do it with. So it's time for people to understand that sometimes things change. And sometimes you have to embrace the changes of the things that occur. Because at the end of the day, the only person you're hurting is your child. And you might not understand that now or may not even believe that. But in the long run, that's who it's going to affect. When your child finds the father and say, okay, well, why weren't you around? And the child is like, oh, because mommy got me locked up over and over and over again because I didn't want to be with her. Okay, I think I've said enough on that because I think that is whack. I was just discussing with the women in radio land that if you have a baby by a man and he don't want you, it's time for you to just move on. Don't be bitter. Yeah. Don't be bitter and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. Yeah. But it's too much. I call that fuckery. You know what I'm saying? And it's too much of that going on right now. Being vindictive. And so we need more peace and love in the world. There's enough negative stuff going on in the world right now. It's too much. So if you're that type of person, you're adding on to the negativity that's going on in the world, which means you are not a part of the solution, but you are part of the problem. Okay? I was sitting there, like I was mentioning to you, Miha. I was telling women, if the fathers don't want them, stop being bitter and causing havoc in the father's life and just go about their business. What you got to say about that?
It is special how people can, like, let certain people go. Like, I feel like the person who doesn't want to be with you, there's most likely somebody else out there that will want to go with you, that you don't have to fight with to be with you.
But the funny thing about it is, what is the sense of fighting a losing battle? You know what I'm saying? Because you got females that's vindictive, that do stupid stuff. The child support stuff, restraining order stuff, getting their baby fathers locked up. And then at the end of the day, he still don't want to be with them. So So that's so stupid, don't you think?
Yeah, but they're making it like, if they're not going to be with that person, then they don't want them to be with anybody.
Well, no, I understand that concept also, but look at all of the energy that they use and how they put their lives on hold as well. So it's no growth in no areas of either person. If you're willing to expend and use all of that energy on another individual that does not want you, when you can use that energy on your children. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm your mom, and you already know. I'm a Scorpio, so I can be vindictive. But if a dude don't want me, he can get the step in. Whatever. Oh. But I think a person that does that is like an insecure person.
Mm-hmm.
A person that they're not confident in themselves or their abilities to go out there and get another man. You know, I think that's some sense of insecurity. Or if you with somebody and they don't want to be with you and you don't want them to be happy, you got to think misery loves company. So that may also be a miserable individual as well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're miserable. You know, and like I said, they're wasting energy. But yeah, so that's my message to women and men alike, the ones that's out there trying to destroy people's lives because they don't want to be with them. It's time for you to be better than that. You know what I'm saying? If you can find it in yourself to be better, unless you're just a piece of garbage and that's just your characteristics and that's just who you are. Because like I mentioned, Miha, at the end of the day, that's not going to have the person be with you.
Mm-hmm.
The person's still going to do what they want to do. Okay, well, enough on that. You know, it's so important. I'm a single mom of four, and I love my children. I do. I love them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, all four of them. I think I have some great children, not just because they're mine, but just because they're great. My 16-year-old, she is, I'm about to do some TV stuff. She is the bomb diggity.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? She's a great young lady. I'm honored to be her mother. I'm honored to be the mother of my son. Things of that nature. I am able to have these conversations with people because, again, I am a single parent, okay? And I know what my children need, okay? I know what my children need, and at the end of the day, eventually I will choose not to be single anymore and work on myself, and I will choose to be in a relationship with someone and build with that individual. You know, not just for me. Because, see, I'm beginning, as I'm getting older and I pay more attention, I've always paid attention to my children. But now that they're older, we can have conversations like I'm having with you guys. I value their opinion on things. That's why I'm sitting here and I'm like, Miha, let them know. Because she's a teenager. So she's letting you know what it is through the eyes of a teenager. Okay? That's what she's doing. She's letting you know what it is through the eyes of a teenager. And you need to see both perspectives when it comes down to certain things. Okay. Yeah, you have to see both perspectives. Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of annoyed and frustrated today. You know what I'm saying? Some things have occurred over the weekend that that's why I'm talking about vindictive women. You know, I don't understand how you can't let go or how you can focus all of your time and energy to destroy a person when, you cause the problems and the situation for it to be the way it is. You know, at some point in time, you're going to have to be honest with yourself and see that it's going to be a dead end. It's a dead end now. Right now, it may seem like everything is going in your favor, but at the end of the day, your train is going to run out of gas. or it's going to run out of track, one of the two. That's something you have to really sit there and think about. You know, I was talking to one of my friends. He's a single father. And, you know, the holidays are coming up, so this is kind of a difficult time for him. He's been a single father probably for the last, I would say, between 5 and 7 years, somewhere in between there. I'm not exactly sure, so. But this is the holiday season, and not one Christmas that has passed has the mother been there. And he don't care about her being there for himself because he's pretty much moved on with his life. But it does affect the kids. So when you have a child coming to you and like, you know, why my mom isn't coming around for the holidays or why my dad isn't coming around for the holidays. And there's a, you know, you don't have an explanation. How do you sit there and you explain that to your child? You know, how do you... What do you say to your child to comfort your child without making the other person look like a sack of garbage, especially when you want your child to respect the other parent regardless of how the situation is? How do you fix that? So this is what he was asking me. And I literally... You know, it was a very profound question. How can I answer that? How will I answer that? I basically told him, I'm not really sure the reason the woman isn't there in her child's life, but I don't think it's a good enough reason for her not to be there. It's not. Not when you have kids and they're looking for mommy. The same thing with, you know, and vice versa, you know, vice versa. If your children were used to their father being around, whether y'all been, you know, whether you guys are together or not, you don't sit, it's certain things you don't do. Allow that man to be with his kids on the holidays. You know, if y'all can't stand to be around each other, have them come to your crib. I mean, let the kids go to his house for one holiday, a couple of hours or something. You know, things of that nature. It's so sad to see children suffer from the hands of their parents. That right there bothers me and it hurts at the same time. To see that. This wasn't a grown person that had a baby. It was a person with the age of an adult, but the mentality, I'm not even going to say of a teenager, because my daughter, like I mentioned, she's 16, and she has more sense than a lot of teenagers. She has more sense than a lot of adults. You know, so... We have to do something about that because, you know, it's whack. It is. It really, really is. You know, that conversation kind of bothered me because I'm around this guy from time to time and I'm around his children also. And I know he does the best he can do. He does a damn good job on top of it being the best he can do. I think he's a great father. I think he's a better father than some of the mothers that are mothers.
What are you talking about?
Okay. I really, really do. I really think that. You know, and I have friends that are dealing with this, you know, females that are single parents that are dealing with this situation right now also. Where they have children by a man, and the man, is not there for the kids. He's not contributing to Christmas. And you know, kids, it's something kids look forward to. It is. My children are a little bit different because we do not celebrate Christmas. You know, the way we live is we appreciate the Creator every day, and we are not out to make other people rich. We have a lot of love in between, you know, amongst us. That's the way we feel that day should be spent, with us loving each other. We give to each other every single day. Oh, will they come up on, will they get new stuff? Most definitely. But it's not just, they're going to get new stuff all the time. And my kids, they earn the stuff that they have. So it's not handed to them or none of that stuff. They earn it. You know, they earn the stuff that they have. So that's something in my household that I think is extremely important. Not for things to be given to them, but for them to earn it so they can appreciate it. Now, this is a question to the parent. How many of you go out and get your kids stuff for Christmas and it ends up on the ground? You know what I'm saying? How many of you know that? How many of you, I mean, you know, how many of you experience that after you go out there spending all of that money on your kids? Mm-hmm. So where I am in the area of parenting, I want my children to appreciate and know the value of a dollar. Once your kids appreciate and know the value of a dollar, you don't have to worry about buying them something expensive and it being on the ground. Another thing I teach my children, don't get caught up in materialistic stuff. I teach them, if you know people and they dictate their worth off materialistic things, they don't think too high about themselves. If they value themselves because they got a BMW or, oh, they're doing this, that, and the other, and I'm not saying that it's not important to have materialistic things. What I am saying, though, is that does not dictate who you are. That shouldn't be your value system. That shouldn't be the way you judge people, because if they don't have more than what you have. You know, if you're that type of person, you're not really a good person. You know, you're not a good human. So, you know, knock another person down because they don't have materialistic stuff. And then I'm going to make you laugh. I know people that have some amazing things, but they're still horrible people. You know, so don't dictate your wealth or your worth, excuse me, off of the value of materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that right there is not what's up and is not healthy. It's not. Teach your kids the right things they need to know. And, you know, because at the end of the day, where we are in 2015, it don't look like things are going to get easier for our children. And the reason it's not going to get easier for our children is because so many people are so consumed in themselves. You know, one of my co-hosts mentioned on Thursday, one of the biggest issues that people face right now in relationships is that it's not two people working on the same goal. Everybody's working on something totally different, you know, and that's where the issue comes in at. Why can't we be on the same page? Working on the same goal. You know, why not? You know, how is anything supposed to get built? How are you supposed to leave a legacy for your children? How are you supposed to create any type of generational wealth or spread generational wealth when this is an issue? These are the questions that need to be posed, so the right answers can be given in that situation. these are serious, it's serious stuff going on. And I don't think a lot of people understand how serious it is. You know, this time of year, it's difficult for a lot of people. People are looking at, I know with some people that may have been in relationships last week that are not in relationships this week, you know, and they're affected by that. Someone could have lost a loved one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can be affected by that.
The wheelchair?
Yeah.
There's a wheelchair in there?
Yeah, from, yeah. Someone could have.
Okay.
He don't know. He's still pure and innocent.
Did he try to sit in it?
No, it was closed.
Oh, so basically, you know, there's some vindictive woman out there that has children by a man that don't want to be with her. And he got other children by other women, and she's caused havoc in his life, where it causes havoc in the kids' lives. So as a father, that some kids out there that wanted their father to be with them for the holidays, and he won't be there because of a vindictive woman. Miserable, miserable, miserable. And, you know, you have to be careful what you do, especially for kids. You have to be very careful. Because the first thing about that is kids don't belong to us. That's number one. They don't belong to us. They're gifts to us. In the same way they can be given to you, they can be taken away from you at the same time. So it's good to be a good person. You know, it's really important for that. So with that being said, like I mentioned, this is a difficult time for a lot of people. So for all the people that are, you know, struggling with the holidays approaching from the loss of either a parent or whatever the case may be, I just want you to stay strong. You know, stay strong, keep your head up. You know, keep your head up. Stay strong, keep your head up. It's not very easy for me to speak about the loss of parents because I've been blessed to still have my parents, but I have friends, and I listen to them. Even the holidays are difficult for me because I'm not around my parents. My mom lives in one place. My dad lives in another place. You know, I'm not around my immediate family too much. I'm around family. But like my sister and my nieces and nephews, I'm not around them consistently. Not too far away, but, you know, and it's funny because I remember growing up, we were all together.
Mm-hmm.
Every holiday, we were all together. We would cook together. And now that we're, you know, well, it started with me because I packed up and I moved to a whole nother place, at least 18 hours away from where I was from. So I kind of like broke the tradition. But I'm only a couple of hours away now, and we haven't been able to link up where it's all of us together. We've had part, but we haven't had all. And this holiday is going to be that way also, because everybody has something else going on. But we are trying to set it up for next year where we can all get together and be together for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want my children to know their cousins. I'm actually a great aunt now. My niece is actually getting ready to have a baby in December, sometime this month. and I am so excited. I told her she'll probably have the baby on December 21st because that's my son's birthday, or December 17th because that's my dad's birthday. It's going to fall somewhere within those categories. Yes, it's going to. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to be a great aunt. And it's crazy because we're a couple of hours away from each other. I missed it when she was pregnant with my daughter. But I had lived like 18 hours away. And now I'm just a couple of hours away. And I haven't been around her. Are you okay?
You dead?
How did
I caught myself on the rail.
How?
I don't know. I was going down and all of a sudden I flipped.
I heard the thump, 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 but I didn't know what. Are you okay?
Yeah, bye.
Let me check you out. Make sure you.
You saying let me check you out? You didn't check me out. That's not fun.
I did check you out.
You did not. Well,
after
you
our know, last. After our last, I checked you out. Yeah, some crazy stuff has been going on. My son, he just came and said he fell down the stairs. A couple of days ago, my daughter fell down the stairs. So I don't know what's up with these stairs. Yes, the good thing about it is nobody's broken. They just banged and bruised. Yes. Okay, so like I was saying, so the people that are having a hard time, even the ones that's having difficulties that celebrate the holidays, that would like to provide for their children multiple things and are not able to, stop stressing over that. What I'm beginning to learn from being a parent is it's not what you can buy your kids or give your kids. It's the love that you give them and the time that you spend with them that's really important to them. And this is what I'm learning from my own children. You know, this is what I learned from my kids. So do what you can do. You know, if you're hurting because of a loss of something, I don't even really know what to say about that part. If your boyfriend broke up with you or the man you're in love with is not around, you can get over that. You can. That's not something that, you know, has to be something that have you down in the dump. Go put something fly on, shake the funk off, do like Mariah Carey said, gotta shake it off. Go put something fly on and go mix and mingle. Go out and have a good time. If it's just something you can't do, get fly, sing your house, turn your radio on, dance around the house with your kids. I do all of those things. Okay, dance around the house with your kids and just enjoy life. Okay? Yeah, just enjoy life. You know, life is too short. I mean, you know, I'm sitting back and I'm beginning to understand why people say live your life to the fullest and appreciate the gift that is given to you or granted to you every single day. When you are able to open your eyes, you are able to have health and strength in your body and a sound mind. When you are able to hug your kids, when you are able to do all of those things, I understand why people tell you to embrace those things and have an attitude of gratitude. I know this year I've seen a lot of people go. A lot of people passed away this year and years prior to this. A lot of people have died. You know, a lot of senseless deaths have occurred. There's a lot of people that's going to be mourning this holiday season because of a senseless death, something that could have been avoided. It's someone that, you know, just be thankful. And I tell people, if you have an ailment, like, you have a sickness in your body, and you're able to wake up every single day. And if you have kids, you're able to see your kids, and you're able to use your limbs and function. you have a sane mind, you should be very grateful, very appreciative of that. You should. You should. And you should want to be a good person, you know? You should want to be a good person on top of that. You shouldn't not want to be a good person. You know, because that right there, you know, be appreciative that you're able to make it through these things. You know, I'm beginning to learn, you know, when I was growing up, I'm making it sound like I'm like 100 years old right now, but I remember when I was younger and I was a teenager, I had a lot of friends. And now that I'm older, I don't want a lot of friends. I just want real friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't want, you have people that come in your life just to see what they can gain from you. You have some people that come in your life for your energy, they're energy vampires. You have all of these different things, all these, you encounter all of these different people. You know, and that's why, you know, it's important who you got to get to know the people you deal with, whether it's relationships, you know what I'm saying? All of those things. Yeah, you have to sit back and, you know, do what you do. People gotta be better. They really, really do. I can't reiterate that enough. Be better. Set good examples for your kids. You know what I'm saying? That right there is really, really important, that great examples are set for your children. Because when your kids see you're screwed up, your kids are going to be screwed up. Do they deserve to be screwed up because you're screwed up? No, not at all. They don't deserve that at all. You know, they don't deserve it. It just ends up happening, and it's sad. It's really, really sad that it's that type of situation. It is. And I need people to start becoming better. So, usually I talk about relationships. Today, we're talking about individuals. Because like I mentioned earlier in the show, it takes individuals to create relationships. Okay, so two individuals usually get together and create a relationship. And it takes two individuals to get together and create a family. You know, it does. That's what it takes. Two people to do those things. It really, really does. Okay, so, you know, enough of that depressing stuff, because just talking about that and even talking to people so they can do better, that can be really, really depressing to me. If somebody needs help getting back on track, I'm willing to assist anybody in any way I possibly can. I also have a friend that's a flow coach, so she can help you as well. So if you need some services, holla. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need help. I just found out that closed mouths don't get fed. Okay. And that right there is a true statement. Very true statement. But okay, to all the people that are enjoying the holidays coming up, you know, hopefully you'll be able to, that energy that you have, you're able to expel it onto other people so they can have the joy that you have as well. Because right now, it's a lot of people that need some joy. You know, it's a lot of people that are stressing themselves out because of the holidays. You know, it's a lot going on. So all the ones that don't celebrate and that's boycotting, you know, for Black Lives Matter or for Justice or Else, big ups to you guys. You know, a lot of changes need to be made all over the world. I'm doing my part with the missions of Why Fathers Matter, but it's a lot of different things that need to be fixed, but that'll be another show. Okay, so you know, as individuals, like I mentioned before, I've been single. I'm a single mother of four, and I'm a single woman also. Okay, and the reason I am single is because I chose to take a couple-year hiatus where I would get to know myself again, fall back in love with myself again, not saying that I didn't love myself, but I was giving love to another person as well. Okay, so I was still loving myself, but when I was in the relationship I was in, I loved the person I was in the relationship with as well. So I needed to give all my love back to me. Not just that, I needed to analyze my life, whatever areas I could work on to be better for my kids, those are areas that I'm working on. Because regardless of what, whether you're in a relationship or not, your kids are a part of everything that you do. So it was important that I did that. Okay. And in the process of me doing that, if it was anything that I had went through that I had needed healing from, and I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. It could have been something that I dealt with in childhood or anything. I was able to analyze those things and work on them. So a lot of females and males alike, you know, suffer when they don't have a father in the house. And that affects them when they get older and they get a romantic relationship. That's why for women it is important for you to now have a male or a male father figure or role model in your child's life. And for men, it is important for a woman to be there as well. Try to keep it as linked up as possible where a child is around both individuals. I don't care if it's an uncle, a cousin, a grandfather, the neighbor. If they're positive and they're the opposite sex of you and they're implementing something positive in your children, have your children around them. It is so important. It is an essential part of the development of children. Okay? It's an essential part. Another thing I can say is be careful, please be careful of the people you bring around your children and yourself alike. Be very, very careful. Pay attention to energies. Pay attention to people's actions. Pay attention to all of those things. You know, because it's important to do those things. It's important to keep your eyes wide open and sometimes your mouth shut. And sometimes it's meant for you to have both of them open. You know, watch your kids, protect them. You know, make sure you protect them from pedophiles and make sure you protect them from the things they need to be protected from, the music, the television, all things that can negatively influence your child. Make sure you protect your child from them. If you want to, mija, you can give him some grapes because, you know, he likes grapes. Yeah, so I get a lot of joy and pleasure from my kids. my 16-year-old, we do a lot of stuff together. We dance together. We just wild out together. We have a lot of fun together. Same thing with my 13-year-old and my 11-year-old. And my 18-month-old, let me tell you, he keeps me on my toes. Oh, no, I know. Yes, and I love watching him learn.
Where are they?
You want to say hi now? It's in the draw. You want to say hi? Say hi. Say hi. Oh, thank you, my love. So you keep this one because it says big boy and your mommy's big boy. Yes, he brings so much joy to me. Plastic cup. Yes. Yeah, so I'm honored, like I mentioned earlier, to be their mom and to have so much fun with them. I love having fun with them also. But another thing I would like to discuss with you guys, you know, this is a season that our children will be out of school. So just be mindful of, this is the holiday season. I happen to be reading something, and I was saying how where was it? Valley Stream at the Green Acre Mall.
Mom.
Somebody tried to kidnap somebody's baby. So while you're out, you know, with your children shopping, please keep an eye on them. And I'm from New York. I live on Long Island. So, I mean, that hit me close to home, even though I don't live in New York anymore. That hit me close to home because that's my state. I'm from New York. That's, you know, New York is where I'm from. So anything that goes on in New York affects me, even though I'm where I live, because I'm a New Yorker all day. Yes. Where are you from, Miha?
New York.
What are you, Miha?
New York.
You in New York?
No one else can tell me any different. No matter where I've been raised for a partial of my life, I know where I'm from.
What are you, girl? Go ahead and say it. Say it.
I'm a New Yorker.
Just say, I'm a New Yorker.
No, that is not how it's
called. I know. But yeah. Most definitely. But yeah, you know, I love where I'm from. I might not live there anymore. I don't live there anymore because I wanted my children to know that the world is big and they can live anywhere they want to. I know people from where I'm from that have been there all their lives and never even left out of the state of New York. I think that's insanity. But hey, to each his own. Mm-hmm. You know, it's real cool. But yeah, that, you know, kind of hit me to home, being not only in that aspect, but I'm a mom also. I have children. So these are the things that I'm thinking about in the process. Like, wow, I'm a mother. I have children, and you know that could happen to anybody. That could have been anybody's child. I'm so happy that they were able to infiltrate it from happening. You know, keep it from happening, and they were also able to have some footage of the person that attempted to take this child. No, try it. It's a turkey pepperoni.
Didn't you just eat it?
Mm-mm. I don't know. You gave one? Don't feel like it. Yeah, so let's, you know, be mindful of certain things. Pay attention because it's supposed to be a joyous season, joyous occasions, but it's also dangerous at the same time. No. And don't give that to the dog. Yeah, so. It's just a lot. The kids are about to be out of school also. And so all the people that's traveling for the holidays, please be careful, have safe trips. You know, enjoy yourself. Make sure you enjoy yourselves and the family that you'll be around and all of that stuff. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So have safe trips and all of that stuff. I was laughing. You know, they had the memes already on social media in regards to income tax season. And it was talking basically to women, letting them know, be careful, especially around this time, of the guys that come to you to, that want to be in relationships with you and things, because they might just want to be in relationship with your chick. So you have to be mindful of people's ulterior motives, because nowadays you don't have a lot of people walking around with conscience. So they don't have a problem with taking away from a child for their own selfish. He's not over here. She's not over here. For all of, you know, for their own selfishness. They don't have a problem with that. And then you have a lot of women that's so hard up, want to be in a relationship, that they don't have a problem with getting with that man knowing he coming through for the check. So all those are all things you have to be mindful of. You know, and yeah, those are all things you have to be mindful of. Hi, baby Dan. Some? Okay, well, don't give him one more. He don't want it. Yeah, so it's, you know. Even though I don't celebrate traditional Christmas the way that everybody else does. Me and my children, we still eat together and we discuss the things that we are grateful for. Hold on. What you do? Oh, okay, you got them in your hand. Look, you got three in there. It's none over there.
Yeah,
you got three. Mm-hmm. Three. Say tres.
Three. No, three now.
Yeah, so I want everyone to be mindful of all of these things that I mentioned. Okay. Well, it is a beautiful... Well, I don't know where everybody is located, but I am the area that I'm in. The weather has been holding up so nice. So nice. It was so nice the other night that we went outside and we sat around the fire pit and we made s'mores over the fire pit and heard and told some scary stories at nighttime. It was really, really nice. It was real nice, and the weather it held up very nice for us to be able to do that. And today is a beautiful, sunny, windy day where I'm located. It's sunny and it's windy. So, you know, I'm really grateful for this weather. Huh? We'll find out. What you come through to get a eat on. Yeah. So, yeah, it's, you know, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing.
No.
When we can sit there and just do certain things and enjoy every aspect of life. Life is too short for the fuckery. Life is too short for BS. Life is too short for you to be wasting your energy in in areas that are so not necessary. Just let embrace and enjoy life. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody's on the road to expiring. You know, let's think about that stuff. Are you exempt? No, because when it comes knocking on your door, it's coming for you. You know, it's coming for you when it comes.
Like tooth and nail, and not just waking up.
Yeah, exactly. But you know how many people wake up every day, but they're not living?
I'm just kidding.
People wake up every single day and they're not living at all.
The miserable office people, they go to the office and they know they're not happy. They feel like since they need the money, they might as well do something that they know will provide money and pay joy and
mm-hmm.
Most likely what they love will probably bring them in a profit. But they don't think about that. They think about what they need of it now and how it will affect them later if they decide to take
them. Yeah. But you know what I mean, how you're right. But that goes back to people just being so caught up.
Really?
That goes back to people being so caught up. What are you doing, baby dear?
Come on.
Okay, let's try this. No. You are on the radio making all of that noise. For what? Go ahead. For what? Oh, now you're kicking. Oh, I see the little doggies. Come on. Are you making dog? You see the doggy? What the doggy say? What the doggy say? Woof! Yes.
Mom?
Mom what?
Mom in.
Where?
At home.
Oh, you see the gingerbread house? Yes. You see the ginger? You know what? When I went to the store last night, mm-hmm. I didn't even think to look for those because that would have been something great for us to do together.
Oh, darn. Yeah, they gotta go to the store today.
For?
Gingerbread. No, stuff you make gingerbread men
with. Yeah, I didn't even think about that yesterday because, you know, that's a together thing. Okay, so where are you going? Going down? Okay, so I'm back again. I was here the whole time, but my children are here with me today. So I have to interact with them as well as interact with everyone that's here on the radio today. So, you know, like I said, this is a difficult, not just Christmas is coming up, but we have New Year approaching also. You know, so 2016, everybody makes a resolution. Probably 90% of the people don't stick to them.
99.9. 99.9. Because I know if I make a resolution, I usually change it like after New Year's, like January 2nd. I'm like, yeah, probably not going to do that.
But yeah, so let's forget about the resolutions and just make things happen. Let's forget about the resolutions and just make solutions, you know, especially in the areas where we feel need to be, you know. You understand what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's one of those situations. I have seen so many parents just so stressed out over this holiday. I have. I remember, like, for Thanksgiving, it was crazy because people were stressing so much to the point where I remember going to the store Thanksgiving Eve and then returning to the store Thanksgiving Day, and there was nothing in the store. Like, literally.
Happy birthday. We don't even know who this is.
Wow, you're so crazy. Don't put it back, though. It's not real.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that's not no blame. Would you like to say hello to people in radio world?
Hi.
You want to say anything else to them?
I don't know what you're talking.
We're talking about the holidays and how it's difficult for people during this time, and we're talking about how women that are vindictive, if a guy don't want them, they should just go on with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so come and tell them what you think. Come on, homie. Benaki.
Benaki. Just like his book. He tells the ladies and they just decide to stick around.
Well, then, that's on them.
Say anything you want to. Zarian.
Yeah.
Come.
I don't think we should celebrate the holidays because in the old times we didn't celebrate anything. The people brought to what we do now, and if a girl.
Oh, if a guy don't want a girl?
If a guy don't want a girl, just leave him alone and go on with their business.
If a girl doesn't want a guy.
Vice versa. Same, right? Okay, would you like to say hello to people in radio world?
Hello, everyone of Earth.
Okay, we're talking about the difficulties that people face during the holidays right now. How parents stress themselves out trying to get their children everything. We're also talking about vindictive people. People that, like, suppose you had a girlfriend and you ain't want your girlfriend no more. And she just went out to destroy your life because you don't want her no more. That's a vindictive person. What do you have to say to people like that?
That they should just let them go because there's better people out there. And they should just go on with their life.
What do you think about the energy that they use?
Boy.
Succubus energy.
You said it's a succubus energy.
Yes, they're sucking the energy out of somebody and using it to destroy that person's self-esteem.
Okay, very well said. And that's coming from an 11-year-old. Okay.
11 3/4.
Yes, I know your birthday is coming up 6 days, Tony. Yeah. Most definitely. 6 more days, my baby will be 12 years old. Yeah. What's the matter, baby bear? Well, I'm usually on this show for 2 hours, but I've been running around since earlier. So I think I'm going to end it early, and I'm kind of tired today. I hope that everyone understood where I was coming from. I don't know if anyone is offended, but at the end of the day, today I really don't care. If the truth is, I'm expecting people to wear it. Also, I am expecting people. I'm expecting people to understand that the truth hurts. It's time for us to direct our energy in a positive manner. And it's our job to uplift each other and build each other up and not drop each other down and damage each other. My job as a woman, as a queen, is to uplift my brothers, the men and kings. And that's their job to do the same for me. You know, it's time for us to get, you know, get to a higher consciousness, you know, of different things and do things a certain way, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. So let's get out there and make it do what it do for the betterment of everybody, not for the selfishness of yourself. Start thinking about your children and put your children first. You know what I'm saying? Stop making selfish decisions that are selfish for you that don't involve your children. Start making decisions that's best for them. I will see you guys before the holidays. Like I mentioned before, I discussed with my co-host where probably in the beginning of the year or sometime next year. They will be sitting there hosting a show where they're talking to women. Also, I'll be hosting a show with other females where they'll be talking to men. And then I'm going to have a show with kids where the children will be talking to men and women. Next year we have some Why Fathers Matter events that will be popping up and coming up. So please continue to follow and listen. Thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. I greatly appreciate it. And also, just sit back and, you know, enjoy life. Live it to the fullest. You know, each one, reach one, teach one. You know what I'm saying? Be as positive as possible. If you see something and you know it's wrong, don't be afraid to speak up and say something about it. But until we meet again, we'll have another show Thursday at 8. It'll be the crossover show, you know, the crossover between radio and video. So you'll be able to hit us up on Blog Talk, or you'll be able to hit us up on Google Hangout, either one. You will be able to, you know, plus my baby is tired, so he has to get ready for his nap. So, you know, just, you know, let's work together to make everything better for our children, our communities, and our villages, and the relationships between men and women so we can restore the families, okay? Again, for everyone that's supporting and have been supporting, everyone listening, everyone that comes to listen, I appreciate you being here. Tell your friends, all of that. Yeah, my daughter said, tell your friends. You know, if you have kids and you want your children to sit there and participate in any of the conversations, we are with that because we like to hear from the kids. Their opinions are important. How they see the world matters. Okay, and like I said, we will meet up again Thursday at 8 p.m. Everyone continues to have a beautiful, blessed, and prosperous day. Peace.